Good afternoon. We'll continue to see areas of fog and drizzle around the region today. Also, some passing showers from time to time. Temperatures are largely above freezing, and we'll avoid any more icy spots in a large portion of the area for the remainder of the day. Although some mountain valleys, especially in the Adirondacks, the deeper valleys across the Champlain Valley and into central and northern Vermont, may be closer to freezing, and some slick spots could still exist right on through sunset. Most other locations will be in the upper 30s to around 40 by the end of the day. Temperatures will hold steady or even climb a bit tonight. Skies will remain cloudy, and there's the chance of some scattered showers passing through. Also, more areas of fog and drizzle, but without the icing concerns across most of the area. This will lead to a steadier rain during the morning tomorrow. Temperatures during the day tomorrow with the rain will climb through the 40s and toward the 50-degree mark. With the milder temperatures, we'll have snow melt, include the rain, and that means the potential for ice jam flooding will increase through the next 24 to 48 hours. As the storm system passes through, we'll go back to just scattered showers tomorrow afternoon, while we'll dry it out tomorrow night and into the day on Wednesday. High pressure will build in for the middle of the week, and on Wednesday afternoon we'll go back to sunshine, although temperatures will be colder with highs in the lower 30s. We'll stay dry with a good amount of sunshine on Thursday and Friday, but high temperatures will be back into the 20s. We'll moderate a bit back into the 40s with a good chance of rain showers over the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, widespread snow and rain will continue to spread across the central and northern states of the United States as a winter storm lifts northeast through the Midwest. The snow will be heavy at times over portions of the Central Plains and upper Mississippi Valley throughout the day before tapering off over the Central Plains tonight. The wind will also become gusty, and blizzard warnings, winter storm warnings, and winter weather advisories are all in effect from eastern Colorado into the UP of Michigan. Snowfall totals in some of these areas will reach up to 12 to 18 inches with this storm. Meanwhile, on the milder side of the storm, showers and thunderstorms will move into parts of the Ohio Valley, southward into the eastern Gulf Coast today, and into parts of the Mid-Atlantic and southeast tomorrow. Some of the storms could be severe. And out west, upper-level energy will push inland over the Pacific Northwest, spreading rain and mountain snow from the Washington-California coast to the northern plains by Tuesday. Snow is expected to be heavy over the Cascades and northern Intermountain region over the next few days. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 18 below zero at West Yellowstone Lake, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, cloudy with scattered showers, fog and drizzle, upper 40s. Boston, cloudy with showers in the upper 30s. And in Buffalo, rain likely with highs in the mid-40s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 30 degrees. The average low, 14. The record high, 62, set in 1906. And the record low, 20 below zero in 1984. Sunrise this morning at 7:19 a.m., sunset this evening 4:55 p.m., 9 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with some mixed precipitation today, mainly rain showers, but some slick spots still possible with high temperatures in the lower to mid-30s. We'll also have areas of fog not only today but into the night tonight. Also areas of showers overnight with some slick spots and lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with a few showers today, areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the lower 40s. More showers around tonight with lows right around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers, areas of fog and drizzle this afternoon with highs in the upper 30s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with a few showers today, areas of fog and drizzle with highs around 40. More showers, fog, and drizzle tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers today, fog and drizzle as well, with highs right around 40. More showers around tonight, some fog and drizzle, and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain, perhaps some heavier bursts in the morning, tapering to scattered showers in the afternoon, becoming breezy with highs in the upper 40s. Some icy spots Wednesday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds and breezy lower 30s. Mostly sunny in the 20s on Thursday and Friday, and back to the 40s with showers around over the weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.